Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Yuvamam Putra Bhavena.
Yuvamam Putra Bhavena.
Brahma Bhavena Cha Sakrit. Jitayanta krita sneha. Yasyete madgatim param.
Yasyete madgatim param.
Translation: both of you, husband and wife, constantly think of me as your son, but always know that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By thus thinking of me constantly with love and affection, you will achieve the highest perfection, returning home back to Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada.
Jai Srila Prabhupada.
That's, you don't need a translation for that one. Universal. This instruction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his father and mother, who are eternally connected with him, is especially intent for persons eager to return home back to Godhead. One should never think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an ordinary human being, as non-devotees do. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally appeared and left his instructions for the benefit of all human society. But fools and rascals unfortunately think of him as an ordinary human being and twist the instructions of Bhagavad Gita for the satisfaction of their senses. Practically speaking, everyone commenting on Bhagavad Gita interprets it for sense gratification. It has become especially fashionable for modern scholars and politicians, not mentioning names, but we know who they are, to interpret Bhagavad Gita as if it were something fictitious. And by their wrong interpretations, they are spoiling their own careers and the careers of others. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, is fighting against this principle of regarding Krishna as a fictitious person and of accepting that there was no battle of a Kurukshetra like Gandhi did. Doesn't say that. And everything is symbolic like Ramakrishna did. And that nothing in Bhagavad Gita is true. In any case, if one truly wants to be successful, one can do so by reading the text of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially stressed the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. Yadi deka tadi kaha Krishna upadesh. If one wants to achieve the highest success of life, one must accept Bhagavad Gita as spoken by the Supreme Lord. By accepting Bhagavad Gita in this way, all of human society can become perfect and happy. Last paragraph. It is to be noted that because Vasudeva and Devaki would be separated from Krishna when he was carried to Gokula, the residence of Nanda Maharaj, the Lord personally instructed them that they should always think of him as their son and as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That would keep them in touch with him. After 11 years, the Lord to return to Mathura to be their son, and therefore there was no question of separation. The third point that God makes in the purport is how separation from Krishna or feelings of separation from Krishna can be consummated or be changed so that one is feeling the presence of Krishna always. The answer is directly given by Krishna here, Vasudeva and Devaki, just as Krishna is giving in Bhagavad Gita also. Chintayantau krita sneha. Krishna is saying, constantly remember me with love and affection. And what is the result if you constantly remember Krishna with love and affection? Your life becomes perfect, you become happy, and you, yes, yate madgatim param, you go to the spiritual world as a fruit of that constant remembrance of Krishna. The situation of Vasudeva and Devaki being soon separated from Krishna is very much like Arjuna feeling separated from Krishna. There are two situations in Bhagavad Gita where Arjuna becomes bewildered. Well, two situations, prominent situations in Arjuna's life where he becomes bewildered. One is directly induced by Krishna, and that's like us, where we don't even know who we are and what our duty is, and we're going on along in life trying to figure it out. So Arjuna has a strong conviction what he feels he should do, but he recognizes that he doesn't have the proper understanding, and so he submits to Krishna. Krishna instructs him, and that delusion is removed by hearing Krishna's instruction. Later, another situation develops, and there's two chapters in the first canto of Bhagavatam that expand on this second situation, that is, following the battle of Kurukshetra, the Pandavas are victorious, Yudhishthira is installed on the throne, and Krishna returns back to Dwara. When Krishna is in Dwaraka, the Pandavas are feeling separation from Krishna, just like Vasudeva and Devaki are feeling separation from Krishna for those years that Krishna was in Gokul. So the Pandavas are feeling separation. So Yudhishthira decides, let me send Arjuna, dearmost friend of Krishna, so he can associate with the Yadu dynasty members and tell us what is Krishna's plan. Because they're anticipating Krishna's pastimes are finished. They don't want to say it. They don't want to think it. But they're feeling it. Krishna came to deliver the devotees and annihilate the miscreants. All of that is accomplished. What is Krishna going to do now? So they sent Arjuna for that purpose. So then what happened? Days passed. Weeks passed. Months passed. 7 months passed. Arjuna hasn't come back. Yudhishthira and Bhima, they're seeing all the symptoms of the absence of Krishna in the form of manifestation of Kali, the age of Kali. Quarrel, hypocrisy, cheating, so many bad omens, jackals crying at the moon with fire coming from their mouths, the clouds pouring down blood instead of rain, so many anomalies. They understand the meaning. Yudhishthira is the king, so he knows the meaning of things. There's only one thing that's possible. Krishna has left, but he doesn't want to say it. He doesn't want to think it, but he's feeling it. Just then Arjuna returns. Because of his natural respect and affection for Maharaj Yudhishthira, he comes before Maharaj Yudhishthira. His brother pays his obeisances to Maharaj Yudhishthira and stands up, but he can't even lift his head. He can't look Yudhisthira in the eye. Powerful warrior Arjuna, his body trembling, tears streaming from his eyes. He tries to speak, but his voice is choked out of emotion. Yudhisthira then speaks to Arjuna and says, "What happened? Why do you look so distressed?" And he gives many, many, many speculative reasons why a king might feel distressed when there's discrepancy in their duty, in varieties of ways, duties of kings. And if there's discrepancy, a king may feel very bad. But he understands the way that you appear, Arjuna, there's only one thing I can conclude. Krishna has left. The feeling of separation is there. And now we're going to hear a solution to the feelings of separation, just like Krishna spoke to Vasudeva and Devaki. Finally, Arjuna can speak. He gathers enough composure. Even he's sobbing. His whole body is heaving with distress and difficult capturing his breath. He speaks wonderful words that are describing from his own perspective his relationship with Krishna. I like such sections of Bhagavatam very much, where you get an inside look at the heart of a pure devotee. Generally we're hearing about Krishna speaks to Arjuna, Arjuna gives his doubts. But what was Arjuna feeling in his relationship with Krishna? This is a very, very confidential section of Srimad Bhagavatam, and he pours out his heart, the ways in which he thinks of Krishna, how the winning of Draupadi in the Swayamvar ceremony was made possible by the power of Krishna, because Krishna was giving his benediction, he was able to stop the whole corps of an army single-handedly when they came to King Virat to steal some of his cows. In incident after incident, Arjuna is recalling the intimacy of relationship with Krishna that he once had, but now Krishna is gone. His feelings of separation are overwhelming him. Jayantau Krite Snehau. Just as Krishna is here instructing Vasudeva and Devaki, Arjuna was doing. And as Arjuna was doing, what happened? He felt Krishna's presence once again. Then he began remembering the specific instructions of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. He was remembering verses from Bhagavad Gita, specific instructions, where manmana bhava madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru mai evaishashu satyam de pratijanriyosi me. Jiva Goswami comments that Arjuna was remembering this specific verse. Krishna is gone, but by constant remembrance of Krishna, Krishna will bring me to Him. I'll again be with Krishna. So he was feeling Krishna's presence and he was feeling greatly encouraged. How? Chintayantau Krite Snehau. He was completely cleansed of the, Prabhupada calls it filth, the contaminations of heart. That's why forgetfulness of Krishna. Simply by this act of remembrance of Krishna, all of that was cleansed away. There's in the verses that follow, Vyasadeva writes, or Sutta speaks, Shanta. Again, he felt peaceful. And Vimala. His heart became cleansed altogether of all contamination that was causing or causing the confliction in his heart. And then, Sutta Goswami says, he directly saw Krishna. Brahma Sampatya. Directly seeing Krishna in his spiritual form. And Sanchina Daiva, excuse me, Sanchina Dvaita Samshaya. Beyond the doubt that, as devotees, we might sometimes wonder, this happiness that I'm feeling when joining the kirtan or worshipping the deity or giving Krishna consciousness to others, making some sacrifice for Krishna and feeling the happiness of that devotional service. Maybe I'm just deluding myself. It's just in my mind and I'm getting all excited and maybe it's not real. But Arjuna was experiencing, no. This seeing of Krishna was direct in his spiritual form. He was as fully satisfied as he was before Krishna left this world. Just by this constant remembrance of Krishna, specifically his messages from Bhagavad Gita. Okay, conclusion. Looking at the clock and giving some time for discussion. 3 points. Practical points for each of us. How does all this apply to our lives? One is, when we call it personalism, when we read Bhagavad Gita, we should read Bhagavad Gita in such a way that we try to understand, we try to hear so that Krishna's message is touching our hearts. Krishna is speaking to me personally, just as Krishna was speaking to Arjuna personally. But we understand that Krishna speaking to Arjuna was for the purpose of Krishna speaking to us. Prabhupada gives the example, the mother instructs the daughter by instructing the daughter in the presence of the daughter-in-law. Because she doesn't want to disturb the daughter-in-law. But she'd like the daughter-in-law to understand some things. So the mother instructs the daughter. The purpose? To instruct the daughter-in-law. Similarly, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita are for us. Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, but he's speaking for our benefit. When we read Bhagavad Gita, we should read Bhagavad Gita in such a way. Krishna is speaking to us. And when we have that contact with Krishna, touching our heart, just as Arjuna felt, Vimala, all the contaminations gone. And Brahma Sampatya, we can directly experience Krishna's spiritual form in sound vibration, being present with us in our lives. Beyond a doubt, we can apply the same method that Arjuna is applying and is being advised in this verse for Vasudeva and Devaki. Then there's no question of separation. We're in Krishna's presence. Second concluding point. When we think of Krishna, never think of Krishna as an ordinary person. Never think of Krishna as simply imparting moral instruction, and whether or not Krishna actually existed isn't important. It's the moral instruction. Never think like that. Prabhupada is giving us strong advice. Never think like that, because the spiritual potency will be lost altogether. But if we hear with the proper appreciation and conception of Krishna in disciplic succession, then the fullness of the benefit of Krishna's words, Krishna's wonderful pastimes, that thought of Krishna can carry us to the stage of spiritual perfection. Third and final point. Prabhupada is making emphasis in the purport. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasized Yadi Deka Tadikaha Krishna Upadesh. By this focus that all of you have here in ISKCON Tirupati of offering Bhagavad Gita as it is to all the pilgrims that come to Tirupati, coming and going left and right, and they are all over the place after they go back to their home situation. But you're doing just exactly what Prabhupada is indicating here in the purport. How important it is in a deluded world that the message of Bhagavad Gita, as Krishna actually spoke it, is a most wonderful service to the whole world. On the plane ride from Hyderabad to Tirupati, there was a man just on the aisle across from me working like crazy on his computer about, you know, a world strategy for making things better. And I'm thinking, please read Bhagavad Gita as it is. He was too absorbed in fixing the problems of the world to take that consideration. When we do this service, just some recommendation, do this always in the consciousness of simply being an instrument of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Don't think of yourselves as something. We're going to do it. We leave all of that kartaham iti amyate consciousness to the side. Just think of yourself as the instrument of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's descending mercy. He wants it to happen. Therefore, you're at your bookstall with the Bhagavad Gita as it is, and just being an instrument of Mahaprabhu. And that happiness is so incomparable to anything else. It invites transcendental realization of your spiritual identity as the eternal servant of Krishna. Think that way when you're taking up this nice service of book to Srila Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Gaur Premanandi Haribo.
His Holiness Rampada Maharaj ki Srila Prabhupada ki Jai Gaur Premanandi.